Hello, this is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com, and planning on doing a message entitled Work Out Your Own Salvation with Fear and Trembling. Does this mean our salvation depends upon our work? The message is taken from Philippians chapter 2, of verses 12 through 13. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now for some, this passage has been interpreted to mean that our works have something to do with ourselves becoming saved. After all, in this passage, we are commanded to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And how can we be so commanded unless our own works have something to do with becoming saved? On the surface, this might seem to be saying that we must work or do something in order to be saved. But upon closer examination, this is not what this scripture is saying at all. Notice, the scripture says to work out your own salvation. It doesn't say to work out your own salvation in order to obtain or earn your own salvation, but it says to work out or perform your own salvation that is already in your possession. This, then, is clearly not a command to work in order to become saved, but it is a command to God's people who are already saved to work out or perform the salvation they've already been gifted with. When God saves an individual, he gives them a full package of salvation, which includes certain spiritual gifts and talents, and certain works that were planned for them to do before the foundation of the world. And it is God's will, in fact, his command, as we read in this passage, for those people, his saved ones, to work out their salvation, to work out that package of salvation that God has gifted them with, to the benefit of his people and to the glory of God. So we are commanded to work out our salvation, not because we don't have salvation or to somehow gain salvation with God. You know, there are people who do teach that you can't really know whether you're saved or not until at the end, when God examines your works to see if they were sufficient, if you used the grace he gave you sufficiently or in the way that he wanted you to. I won't mention the denomination that holds to that so strongly, but there are many who hold to that teaching. But that is not what this scripture is teaching. This scripture is teaching to work out your own salvation that you already have. That package that God gave you of certain gifts and talents, okay, work them out. Do it. Follow through with what God has given you. Obey his commands. Use those talents. Use those gifts to his glory. And that's what's being commanded here. It has nothing to do with saving someone or working to become saved. This has to do with someone who's saved, and they're just working out that package of salvation that God gave them. As a gift, by the way. What's more, this working out or performing of their salvation is not said to be their own work, but it is completely the work of God. This becomes clear in the next verse, which states the reason why God's people should work out or perform their own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, this verse is teaching that God's already saved people are commanded to work out or perform their own salvation. Because why? Because it is God who works and wills to do of his good pleasure through them. Yes, it is completely the work of God that one truly wills and does of God's good pleasure. And it really has nothing to do with working for salvation at all, but rather it has to do with the following through with, or the performing, or the doing of the salvation that God's people, or one of God's people, already has. Now, interestingly, the verb work out, for you work out in this passage, could be in either the middle or the passive voice of the biblical Greek language. The middle voice means that the subject to the verb acts upon itself to bring about the working out of salvation with fear and trembling. This would mean that you yourselves would act upon yourself to bring about the working out of your own salvation, so that you yourself would be the cause for the working out of your own salvation. On the other hand, the passive voice means that something apart from the subject acts upon the subject, which is passive, to bring about the working out of your salvation with fear and trembling. This means that God acts upon you who are passive in the matter to bring about the working out or performing of your own salvation, so that God would be the complete cause of the working out of your salvation. You see, it's not that we work or have to do this or that to be saved, for there are many scriptures that teach that we can't do that anyway. I mean, scripture says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Neither the faith or the works contribute to your salvation. But it is the gift of God, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1. It is completely a gift. And a part of that gift is this complete package of spiritual gifts and talents, as well as certain deeds or works that God had planned out for you in particular from before the foundation of the world, and He wants you to work that out. He wants you to accomplish that. He wants you to do that, and indeed, because it is God willing and working to do His good pleasure in you, if you are a child of God, you will do exactly that without question. The context of the verse here in discussion is that of God working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And because of that, I do believe the proper interpretation of this verb, you work out, is clearly to see it as being in the passive voice. This means when the Lord commands His people to work out their own salvation, the emphasis is upon God working upon His people to cause them to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. It is not God's people who are the cause of the working out of their own salvation, but it is God who is the cause of the working out of their own salvation. This gives all the glory to God, and it removes all possibility of glorying in man. The reality is, folks, is we don't have anything to do with our salvation. Yes, we do this. We seek to obey the commands of God. We seek to use our gifts. And if we are one of God's children, we will do that, be doing that more and more and more. Why? Because the reality, if we can stand back from, get a broader perspective of what's going on here, we think we're making the choices, we're doing this, we're doing that. We think, you know, okay? But the reality is, God is the one motivating us through His Word, the Bible. He's the one empowering us to do it, motivating us, giving us everything we need to fulfill that pack of works that He has foreordained for you and me to fulfill in obedience to His to the command to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So is this verse in any way teaching that one must or can work to some degree for salvation? Absolutely not. This verse is teaching that God's people who are already saved will work out or perform the salvation they have been given for one reason and one reason alone. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. All the work and credit goes to God alone. Salvation from the start to the very finish is completely all of God. Philippians 1:6 says this, "He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." So here we see that it is God doing the work. He's the one motivating us. He's the one who gave us the gifts and talents at the point of salvation, who has foreordained a packet, if you will, of works in particular for us to do during our life. And we are, our goal is to submit to that, to seek those out, and to obey them and follow them and work them out to the best of the ability that God gives us. The point is, it is what God gives us. It has nothing to do with us. We are simply the instrument by which God is working out His plan of salvation. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you and fill you to overflowing with the wisdom and knowledge of Him in Jesus Christ. Amen.